Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. Doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives them to us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So we thank God once again on this blessed Tuesday. We are now coming here with, this should be part 8 of The Falling Away, Persecution 8. And as we await for my brother to join us, Brother Robert Gross, wherever you listen to me at, when would you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we're grateful, Lord, for another blessed day and that opportunity you've given us to come and assemble together. But, Lord, we dare not enter into the word nor in this study without you. So, Lord, we give invitation for your spirit to be with us and to release it to our spirits, the revelation we need. Help us, Lord God, to take this message seriously. I pray for those that are listening, Lord God, that you would cultivate their hearts as we deliver this message unto them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I thank you for word in our mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that's been listening. We are on part 8 tonight, The Falling Away to Persecution. And we're talking about the persecution of the saints of God during the early days, church, and the latter day, today. I want to read about a couple more nations. This is the latter day or modern time of persecution of Christians that we've been warning you about. And it's happening now. And it's approaching more here, too, over here to the United States. But I want to read to you two more countries. And this is on the website, 11 places where persecuted Christians need our prayers. Amen. And this came out last year, November 1st, 2019. Amen. Now, one country I want to read to you about is North Korea. Now, North Korea. And it says, for more than a decade, North Korea has topped the world watch list of most dangerous countries for Christians. In a country where citizens are taught to worship the ruling family, Christian teaching feels particularly threatened. North Koreans are taught that the Kims, you know, that's Kim Jong-un, they lead over there, they're taught that the Kims are divine beings. So they cannot let Christianity come and spread freely in their country because it undermines the Kim family and the government, Nettleton says. Experts estimate that 300,000 Christians live in the country with the most ruthless human rights record of the 21st century. Did you hear that? It's real, people. Now, the Kims, the North Koreans are taught that the Kims over there, they are divine beings. Okay? So when Christianity comes preaching about the true divine being is God, that's a no-no to them. And once again, it said that they had the most ruthless human rights records of the 21st century. Wow. Brings me to the next one, Saudi Arabia. It said, despite its claims of religious liberty reform and recent meetings between U.S. evangelical leaders and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia remains one of the most difficult countries in the world for Christians. ranking 15 on Open Doors watch list. Okay. The country gets this, bans the public practice of non-Muslim religions. It bans it. Okay. You ain't a Muslim, you ain't practicing Muslim, they ban it. And then it said, and there are no churches for the country's 1.1 million Christians. Charges of apostasy are still punishable by death, and Christian symbols or meetings of any kind are illegal. In November 2018, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, redesignated Saudi Arabia as a country of particular concern for its violation of religious freedom. Did you hear that? This is Saudi Arabia. If you're not practicing the Muslim religion, they ban it. Okay. Then on top of that, they said there's no churches for the Christians there. Hallelujah. And then you can be charged with apostasy. Okay. And this is not, I ain't talking about apostasy from the true living God, but from their God, their religion, okay? And it's still punishable by death. And they tell you Christian symbols or meetings of any kind are illegal. Hallelujah. But see, we're finna get ready to experience this over here, people. I got to tell you, we're finna get ready to experience this over here. Hallelujah. We experience some things somewhere here and there, but not the highest level of persecution like they are in other countries. But we finna experience it over here. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, see, that's a more modern, up-to-date persecution of Christians. Now, I also have been reading to you about what is referred as the 10 great persecutions of the Christians during the time, the earlier times. Glory to God. And I read to you thus far six of them. Okay. Well, tonight I want to read number seven and number eight, persecutions. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Of the early Christians. Because once again, I want you to get this, people. I want you to get it. Hallelujah. Let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Bless once again, brother. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for you, brother, and the opportunity we've been given to give the word to the people. And I'm going to say it again. We have another chance to not only keep giving him a headache. And for those of you asking who the him is, the devil. Keep providing pain and punishment to him and torment him with the word of God. I thank God. Glory. for this day. Glory to God. Thank God for it.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to read to them the seven and eight persecution.
Amen.
I read to them the modern persecution. I read to them about Saudi Arabia. And I read to them by North Korea as a, you know, this day and time. North Korea, the Kims over there, you know, Kim Jong-un, where the Koreans are taught that the Kim family are divine beings. So they can't take Christianity coming, you know, and preaching. You preaching that God is a divine one, and they saying they're divine, there's a problem, Houston. Okay? There's a problem. Okay?
Yeah.
Then Saudi Arabia, from their report, they ban if you're not practicing the Muslim religion, they ban it. They have no churches, and they said they don't have no churches. Imagine they talking about the buildings over there for the 1.4 million people. It's coming over here. I just tell the people it's coming over here. It's coming. People, me and my brother, we're not just talking noise to you. We're being straight up with you. And some of you may say, you know, it may be hard for you to swallow that pill. But I'm going to tell you something. It's coming, people. It's coming over here. We already got some stuff going on. Don't get me wrong. But the thing that's going to happen here, it's going to be so noticeable. Okay? See, a lot of stuff right now they doing is kind of like hidden. It's not, it's, you can see some of the things, but they doing undermining. But people, over here, it's going to get to a point, it's going to be wide open, no hiding, straight up, straight out at you. No, you can't preach Jesus in your face stuff, okay? And they're going to have, quote, the government to back them up.
Amen.
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 I want to read to you a little bit about the seventh persecution. The seventh persecution. Now, this persecution supposed to be recorded AD 249 under the Roman emperor in the reign of Decius. And in the reign of Decius, a dreadful persecution had begun against the Christians. And this was partly because of the hatred that Decius bore to the previous emperor, Philip. Philip, the previous emperor, was he showed some favor to the Christians. And so Decius was partly, part of his jealousy was aroused by the amazing increase of Christianity. So it says the heathen temples were almost forsaken and the Christian churches crowded with converts. Decius, angered at this, attempted to crush them. Unfortunately, for the cause of the gospel, many errors had about this time crept into the church. The Christians, get this, were at variance with each other, and a number of disputes had risen among them. Even during the time of persecution, the Christians was at each other, okay? The heathen,
like,
too, were of... Amen. Glad you threw that in there, brother, because that's the truth. Like right now, time persecution, you would think that the persecution, you know, draws the family together. No. They were in a tour with each other. You know, it make you probably want to grab one, shake, and say, hey, persecution going on. You know, but, it said the heathen, too, were, of course, anxious to enforce the imperial decrees and look upon the murder of a Christian as a praiseworthy act. Did you hear that? Okay. Now, during this seventh persecution of this time, there were two more Christians who were stoned. There was Andrew and Paul. They was two companions of Nicomaeus. On confessing themselves Christians, they were condemned to die and delivered to the mob. Okay. They suffered martyrdom by stoning and expired calling on their Lord. Alexander and Epinacus of Alexandria were seized for being Christians, and on confessing, they were beaten with staves, torn with hooks, and at last burned. We are told by Eusebius that four female martyrs suffered on the same day and at the same place, but not in the same manner as these were beheaded. Amen. Did you hear that? Okay.
Yes.
This is what they went. Like I said, it wasn't no picnic going on during the time of early church. Hey, my God. And this is what's happening today. What many Christians are facing in a high level persecution today in the other countries. But once again, we're warning you, it's coming this way. And I know I know it's hard for some of y'all to swallow this pill that we've given you. And you can't, for the like of you, picture anything like that in your mind in this nation. That's why I made that remark like that. In this nation. Because here in America, we think very highly of ourselves. Now, I know some of y'all don't want to hear that. Oh, no, not me. You talking about somebody else. In America in general, we think very highly of ourselves. See, just like when 9/11 hit, we never thought nobody had the audacity to come on our soil and do what they did and fly those planes into the tower. America, we're hearing reports of these Islamics over there doing this stuff in other countries, blowing people up, but they never thought that they would set foot over here, learn how to fly our planes, and then do what they did. Amen. That we never thought it would happen. Because why? We're America. We was America to be feared. We like, these countries ain't going to do that because they scared of us. We got a reality check
because we started to see that even the countries smaller than us are talking noise to us. And we'll tell you, you come over here, we'll fight you. When all the other years, they might have fumbled at their mouth, you know, by thinking about saying something to America, because, like, hey, that's America, we ain't fool. But now, they don't have that fear.
Yes.
Hmm. Glory to God.
Amen.
The eighth persecution. I want to read the eighth persecution. Quote AD 257. And it says, after the death of Gallus, okay, Aemilian, the general, was slain by his enemies in the army, and Valerian was raised to the throne. This emperor, for the space of 4 years, governed with moderation and treated the Christians kindly. You say, okay, that's good right there, okay. But, uh-oh, you say, well, okay, some, and you know what they say, watch out with the words that come after the word, but after a time, an Egyptian magician named Macrinus gained great influence over him and persuaded him to persecute the Christians.
Yeah.
Huh. People, you got to take that lesson, because what it's telling you, some people, even you being as a Christian, they're going to be all right with you, but they're going to be others that's going to come around to influence them to turn on you. You might well get ready for it. You might well get ready for it. It said laws were accordingly made, and the persecution continued for 3 years and 6 months. Sound familiar, eh? Sounds like what was spoken in Revelation about the beast. 42 months at 3.5 years. Hmm. It said, during this time, the martyrs who suffered were many, and their tortures various and terrible. Okay? Glory to God. Now, I want to read one more part to this eighth persecution, which is interesting. Because remember, I read to you one account. Remember, the Bible talks about the falling away. And we talked about what that falling away, it was dealing with the Christians, especially those professing to be Christian but had stony hearts and was not rooted. Okay? Amen. And I gave you an account about this particular man that recanted. Okay? Hallelujah. Hear this story right here about these two ladies, okay? The ladies' name were Rufina and Secunda, okay? And they were described as two beautiful and accomplished young women, and they were daughters of a rich citizen of Rome named Asterius. Rufina, who was the older one, was engaged to be married to a young nobleman named Armitarius. And Secunda, which was the younger girl, she was engaged to be married to a man named Verinus, who was also a man of rank. Okay. But these young men called themselves Christians, but when the persecution began, they renounced their faith, did you hear that, and returned to the worship of the ancient gods. Did you hear that? Just like Jesus said in Luke 8 and in Matthew, what he said about the stony heart ones, he said that they was offended. Why? He said, because when temptation and persecution arose because of the word. Did you hear that?
Amen.
They was offended, and they fell away.
That's right.
These men, who supposed to have been married, these women, here, when the persecution began, they renounced their faith, and they returned to worshiping the ancient gods. More courageous than their suitors, the young women firmly refused to renounce their faith. Did you hear that? Though urged to do so by all their acquaintances, so there were people coming in and saying, hey, renounce it. At last, however, as a measure of safety, they were prevailed upon to leave the city and to take refuge in a country house some distance from Rome. But this did not save them, for they were soon found out and brought before the governor. After several trials and cruel tortures, which they bore with unflinching heroism, the two young women were martyred by being beheaded with the sword. The men they was engaged to the men, they say, oh, no, and renounce
Amen.
The faith. What is that telling you today? There's going to be some people that you're going to be connected to, close to, and some people, some of you even going to be married to.
Amen.
Who's going to renounce the faith? Will you stand?
Yes.
Those two women say, oh. And not only were they not convinced when their so-called engaged men they was engaged to turn away, but there was other people coming around trying to convince them to what? To renounce the faith. And they still stood strong. You know why? Because they were rooted. See, we miss it. They were rooted in the faith. Amen. Them guys that were calling themselves Christians, they wasn't rooted. Okay? Because when you can renounce the faith and go back to serving these other gods, okay, just like that, because of persecution arise, No. That's what happened, people.
Amen.
We let y'all know the seriousness of it, okay? And these people went through this that we read it to you. How is it? I have to say this once again. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but I got to ask this question again. How is it if these early Christians who was killed the way I read this thing to you and God permitted it, why would God give us an escape goat?
Yeah.
Why is it
why?
That we get a any day now we can be gone? They didn't get a any day now they can be gone. They didn't get it.
Amen.
People, they didn't get it, people. Sometimes we fail to realize how we portraying God to be. We portraying God to be a biased person. Someone that says, okay, y'all get cut up, get your head cut off, get beat down and everything. Oh, y'all over there that's enjoying the beach and the sun out there. You know what? You're going to be walking and I'm just going to take you on up with me.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Yeah.
You're going to be driving your truck and your truck going to keep rolling by itself and hit a bridge or something. It's just going to hit a tree. They're going to think you in there, but you're going to be gone. Your clothes going to be left on the seat. If you got a wedding ring, it's going to be left on the seat. All that's going to be left. Now, some of y'all who strongly believe in that rapture saying, oh, you just making a mockery. You just making fun. But people, listen, listen to how it sounds, okay? These early Christians, look at how they went through for the faith. And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how is it that we get it? What is it that made us, quote, get it off so easy? See, here in America, like I said, these things we read to you about these early Christians, guess what? There's Christians in other countries right now suffering that. But right now, not fully here in America. Now, here in America, some of y'all said, well, you saying we ain't going through nothing at all? No, I didn't say that. But we ain't hit the highest level of persecution. No way. You cannot convince me. I can give you a bunch of pointers why we ain't hit it yet. Number one, wherever you at in your house, go outside in your yard right now and say, I love Jesus real loud. And when you get finished saying it, just wait. See, as a policeman going to come and knock you side of the head. Okay? You ain't going to find that, not right now. You still have a freedom to even go out on the streets, you know, and preach about Christ. Right now. But see, in the mother country, they banning folks. They banning. You get out there talking about some G, they, and they shut you down.
Amen.
When is we going to open our eyes and see how serious this thing? What does it take? Does it take it for coming upon us before we can say, oh, my goodness, it was for real? You know, that's how we act.
Yep.
And many of us act like that. You know why? Because we have taken in the rapture teaching so strong to our heart. See, some of this, part of this is sad, okay? Because people, there are people with their whole heart wrapped on that message. I mean, whole heart. You ain't no need of you even talk to them about saving food. Ain't no need to bring it up. Because you start telling, you know, a hard time finna hit. We're going to have to save food. Well, I thank God any day I can be gone. Remember in the year 2012, they even made that movie, 2012. Remember, so many people was anticipating something big to happen, something great. They even made a movie out of it. Brother, I know you probably remember. It was called 2012. I mean, and people thought something big, something great. Even some of the folks thought that, quote, it's rapture time now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to a brother one time during that year who actually believed that. I said, brother, we ain't going nowhere, brother. I said, we ain't going nowhere. I said, we ain't going nowhere. I said, brother, there's no way. I said, there's other events that got to happen first, brother. Hey, we ain't going nowhere. But people started really, I mean, and then, like I said, Hollywood said, hey, we're going to take a step further. Let's make a movie. Even some Christians started writing books, 2012. I'm like, okay, y'all, now, this thing right here, y'all just went. Wait, I said, first of all, God is a God of order. Look how he put stuff in line in Scripture that got to happen before Christ return. Okay? I said, a lot of that stuff ain't happened yet. God ain't stepping over there. If he did, we could not even trust God to be a God of order. If he stepped over his own order, okay?
Amen.
And just come and snatch and grab us at any time, how could we believe him for anything? Because we'll be subject to saying, oh, he might change his mind tomorrow. Amen. People, it's for real. I mean, I just don't know. Me and my brother here, we're giving you the word. And we stress it to you about it. And I'm going to tell y'all this as I get ready to turn it over to the hands of my brother. You finna get ready to see some things that against Christianity, openly declared and backed up by quote authority.
Amen.
Y'all, your mouth is going to fly open. And the reason why it's going to fly open, you're going to be so shocked. One of the reasons is because you think that there's no way that can happen, what we're telling you in this country. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to be like, I can't believe that. And they legalizing that? They saying it's okay? And see, the bad thing about it, you can march to the government all you want to. This stuff they finna come up with, just like same-sex marriage, you can run on right up there to the Supreme Court you want to. Their minds are set on that thing.
Amen.
It's set.
Yeah.
You can go kicking down the door if you want to. When we look up, we're going to see you on CNN News with the handcuffs because they're serious on that.
Amen.
We all about equality. And I'm going to tell you something more they're going to start coming a little bit more open with that you hear about now. You see a lot of these people marrying their dogs. They dogs, they cat, they cow, and they marry them, okay? You're going to see a lot more open stuff with that. Bestiality is going to grow. And that sin is going to it's going to be, my God. Watch. They got some laws where they call cruelty against animals. But see, some of these people who are so in love with these animals, they're going to convince these folks that used to pass these kind of laws, and they're going to say, oh, I love them. I love them. And so the folks going to start saying, well, okay, they marry them. Go ahead like you man going with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once again, y'all, I know y'all thinking in your mind, oh, there that brother Nate again. He talking all that far-fetched stuff again. Something's wrong with him. He's working too many hours. Somebody give him a break. I'm telling you. It's for real, people. It's for real. So now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Bless your word to go forth in the spirit and the power of the Lamb in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, we bind all the powers of the adversary, Lord Jesus, that your word may continue to go forth into their ears, their minds, their hearts, their souls, their spirits. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we give you honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, last night I got kind of cut short there.
Amen.
I was in Revelation, the second chapter, okay, telling you about, hallelujah, about we don't deserve to be, like my brother just got through telling you, we think we're going to be raptured, and we don't deserve to be raptured.
Yeah.
Okay? Why do we think we're going to be raptured? Thank you, Jesus. We are so... What you call it, like? What you say, brother? We have such expectation over here in America. We think things can't happen. Do you think all that can't possibly happen? Do you know? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've told you what was coming. What was coming towards you? Okay, we told you what's coming towards you. Okay, we told you your enemies. Your enemies is right here with us now. The enemies are here, okay? They ain't far off nowhere. They ain't coming. They here. Thank you, Jesus. They just go open the door for the other ones. Okay? You don't understand that, okay? Yeah. We told you, hallelujah, when you let all this garbage into America, when you let this communism come over here and live in America, we let this junk come in here, okay? It ain't supposed to be a free for all here in America, okay? You come here, bring all your garbage here to America, okay? Communism is garbage, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You bring all this stuff over here. You bring the Catholicism over here. You bring what else over here? The Islam over here. You bring what else? The Buddhism over here. You bring what? The Hinduism over here, okay? Your stuff, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, don't mind you coming here. Hallelujah. If you're going to choose him to be your Lord and Savior, but the Lord did not choose America for America to be invaded by all this garbage, and we allowed this to be, okay? Because of the trade, because of our greed, because of America's It had such greed, they started believing, hey, oh, let anybody in. It don't matter. Just they got money, let them in. Come on over here. And so they brought all that garbage over here to America, okay? All their false religions, all their witchcraft, hallelujah, all their incest, all this stuff they brought over here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we over here, we got more false religions over here in America than they have in their own countries.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have temples to every false god. We have churches to every false doctrine. We have stuff to everything you could think about. We got it over here in America. This is like an encyclopedia. America is like an encyclopedia of false religions. Thank you, Jesus. And of false ideas, hallelujah, and of every evil, lascivious thing, every evil lust, every evil thing is over here in America.
Amen.
That's why America is full of serial killers. That's why America, you got more serial killers in America than any other place. Where do you have more serial killers than America? Rapists.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What? Well, pedophiles, okay? Where do we have these more than in America? Nobody, no place else. We are sodomites. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
You know that? Sodomites.
Jesus.
And then the people get mad with us when we tell them that stuff is sin. They be ready to kill us. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Even now, what they gonna do when the laws change? You see, the laws is about to change. Thank you, Jesus. And some people are trying to hold back this law, these ungodly laws. Okay, hallelujah. The same laws that permitted abortion. Thank you, Jesus. The same laws that permitted what? Same-sex marriage. The same laws that permitted all these false religions to come into America. Well, ain't nothing wrong with freedom. Yes, freedom is for everybody. But God, you know what God said for America? America is in the Bible. America is in the scriptures, okay? America, the prophet spoke of America in the Bible. America is not just something. America is one of the only things that's standing in the way of what? Of the darkness. Hallelujah. The Lord picked her to stand between the good and the evil, okay? Between the false doctrines and stuff like that. But America has lost her place. America is no longer what you call an ensign, okay, or something to look a standard. She's not a standard nation anymore. She was a standard nation.
Yeah.
But now our enemies know that we are not a standard nation anymore, right? They know that we don't have that place with God anymore, okay? And the devil's going to take advantage of all of this, okay, of our real standing with Christ, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to read something to you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, in this the second chapter of Revelation, and the Lord said, I'm going to just start reading it, okay? Starting at the first verse. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith He that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we have that in America now. A lot of people. How many people? You can go in the phone book and say, how many people said think that they are apostles? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They don't even have no idea what an apostle is. They think cause they might have did a few works, okay, that they got a right to call themselves apostles. You don't have the right to name yourself no apostle. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus calls apostles, not you. Jesus ordained apostles, okay? And when he ordained you an apostle, you're going to know you're an apostle, okay? Now, most times, you're supposed to know, but these days are different, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. They are liars. And has born and has patience, and for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So they had that going for them, okay? Nevertheless,
Amen.
I have fought against you because thou hast left thy first love. That means that they don't love Jesus the same way they used to love him. Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, they still Christians, but they done kind of got a little lack, okay? Lackluster, okay? Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will do what? And will remove your the candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Now, this is the time. If you don't do anything else, it's time for you to repent now. Hallelujah. If you don't do nothing else,
Amen.
It's time to repent. It's time to, because all these things are coming, okay, brother? I want to admonish you today to really start praying to really start repenting, to really start trying to get your life in order with Christ, okay? To, hallelujah, to remove all the evil out of your heart, remove all the hatred out of you, okay? To remove all the unforgiveness out of you, to remove all the works of Satan out of you, to remove all stubbornness out of you, all pride, hallelujah, all the works of the devil. To put your old man his place. Thank you, Jesus. I'm calling you today, and I'm admonishing you today. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You might turn your minds to Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For these letters was written just before the greatest part, hallelujah, of their persecution came. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, they was already gone past the Nero thing, okay, the Nero persecution. But it was something that was coming worse than the Nero stuff, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're trying to warn you that this thing is going to come, and that if you don't prepare, it's going to come. It's going to come to you like a black cloud. You're going to look around, and you're going to see all this darkness, and you ain't going to be able to take a step. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. You're going to be powerless, okay? I'm telling you this because unless you get into a place now with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I ain't just trying to warn you now. We're trying to tell you to get into the place with Christ Jesus where you can be able to stand and withstand. Put on the whole armor of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm admonishing you to put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And then when you stand, when you do all the stand therefore. Thank you, Jesus. When you
Amen.
Do all you can do to stand therefore. When it seems like, hallelujah, that the devil is battering at your door, hallelujah, stand therefore. Have your loins girded about with the word of God, the truth of God. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you better get to know Jesus today. Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm admonish you to hallelujah as the Lord Jesus Christ sent these letters to the church. We're living in the last day. This is these letters is almost just like to us. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
These seven churches. Okay. It's like the seven conditions of the church. This day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it got down to the last church, and the last church, it was what? It was so wishy-washy that Jesus Christ said, you are they were so lukewarm that Jesus Christ could not even contain them. He couldn't even keep them. He couldn't even keep them. He couldn't hold them. He could not. He had no power to keep them because they didn't want to be kept. They was lukewarm. That means that they didn't have any love toward Christ. They didn't have any allegiance toward Christ. They didn't have any what you call it faithfulness toward Christ. They didn't have any nothing toward Christ. They was lukewarm. There was nothing in them. They didn't care whether they was or wasn't a Christian. They didn't care. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And this is way we are now. Christians are walking around like they could just put on Christianity and take it off, okay? They can they can go to church and put on a suit, and this suit is just like they put on their suit for going to church. It's just like they putting on a suit, and they putting on a different character when they go to church, okay? Because that's not the real them. And they pretend they go to church and pretend like they saved, like they one of them, okay? And they not. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, we're telling you that you're gonna suffer so much because the worst part is not the persecution that's coming. That's bad. That is bad.
Amen.
You know what's worse than persecution? You know what's worse than a persecution? Hallelujah. The thing that God, that the thing that God's about to do to us. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the devil can't beat God. When God
Amen.
Does something, the devil cannot beat what God does. Okay, God gonna preserve you. God gonna have you so you can't even die. Do you know
yeah.
that it's written in Revelation? God gonna make it so they can't. They gonna be in such torment, but God ain't gonna let them die.
Yeah.
Can't
Amen.
Even imagine that. You're gonna be in such torment. Thank you, Jesus. But this next thing that's finna hit America is gonna be worse than this pandemic thing. Okay, this coronavirus thing, that ain't nothing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is wear a mask and do what? Wear a mask, wear gloves and stuff like that, and sanitize, and you all right, okay? This next one come ain't gonna be like that. This next one come,
yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't want this next one to come. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's gonna be much worse than that. Thank you, Jesus. Because the ball is rolling and things are going downhill now. And now Satan knows that his time is short, and he's gonna do everything that he can do to destroy you. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We ain't paying. I told you, you got an adversary. We've been trying to tell you, you got an adversary. You got an enemy. The devil's your enemy. He's the one that
Amen.
You never see. The only enemy that you see is human beings. But that ain't your real enemy. That's flesh and blood. They just the one that the devil has to use to do anything to you, okay? Now ask yourself a question. The devil got all this power, right? The devil got
Amen.
Power so he can just... Actually, he could just tear your flesh up, okay? He could shred you like a piece of, like nothing. And he wouldn't even sweat. The demons can do that to you, okay? Why can't they do nothing to you like that? Why can't a demon take you and ball you up like a piece of nothing and just destroy you? Why can't devils do that? They got the power to do it. Why can't they do it? Ask yourself that. Because God has laws in place, even for the devil. And the Lord don't allow the devil to exercise that power over you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's God that's doing that, okay? God, and then God set, what else God said on earth? God set angels all around us, okay? All of us got angels that's assigned to us. The worst of us got angels. You could be the most despicable person in the world, and you got an angel guarding you. Ain't that something?
Huh.
That's God. But you know God's going to take those angels away. Do you know those angels about to be taken away? you don't understand that now. You know, but those angels that's around you, okay, that's the grace of God. That's the mercy of God. The scripture says his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And God is God got angels right now that's holding back all the wrath that's to come. God got angels standing in place holding the four winds, which is called the four winds of the earth, okay? Hallelujah. And they saying, wait until God's people are sealed. Until they are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. This ain't just no regular spirit, okay? This ain't just a regular spirit that you get when you get saved. This is extra that you need, gonna need to go through, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because God ain't taking you out of the earth. So you're going to need this extra
Amen.
Holy Ghost, this extra power of the Lamb, Father, to stand against Satan and all the things that are coming, okay? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We know about all the things that's about to happen on the earth, okay? His sun is about to get seven times hotter. Thank you, Jesus. You can't even imagine that, can you? The sun burned like an oven. you know, up on the earth, okay, 7 times hotter. Could you imagine that? I don't, can't imagine that. You don't. I don't think you want to imagine that. I don't. You know. Then some be where it ain't that. It's gonna be places. When that pass over, okay. Then something else gonna happen. Okay. One thing after another gonna happen. God, all these plagues are gonna hit the earth. Okay. All these pestilence gonna hit the earth. Okay. The war, famine, okay, gonna hit the earth. You can't even. I mean, famine is bad all by itself. And we, you think persecution ain't the bad thing? It's a thing that you can pass through, okay? But what you gonna do when God do something? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I'm admonishing you, brothers and sisters, okay? As we are saying these things to you, search the scriptures, okay? Because we're giving you many scriptures, okay? Search the scriptures. And then if you got the Holy Ghost, ask the Holy Ghost if the things we're saying are not true. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't asking you my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want you to believe me. I ain't preaching my gospel. I ain't got no gospel to preach to you.
Amen.
God's gospel. This ain't my gospel. This ain't my warning. This is his warning. We ain't trying to tell you what we think. I don't care. I don't want to think. Okay, I didn't even want to. I tell you, I didn't want to do this, okay? But the Lord commanded me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm doing this because he loves you so much. And we're actually being obedient to him. Because we love you just like he loved you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we're praying for your spirit, okay? And if we go out there on the street and willing to preach out there on the street the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay, willing to be to be harassed by people, okay, that's all right. Thank you, Jesus. But the thing that we're trying to do is to bring people to Christ. I ain't asking you to come to my church. I ain't got no church.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got no church. It's Christ's church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wherever you go, you can be saved anywhere. Whatever I'm trying to get you to do is come to Christ, and then you can know where to go. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God will lead you to a place, okay? He will lead you to a place that he wants you to be, okay? Hallelujah. I leave all that in his hands. All I want you to do is consider Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Repent of your sins. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Read the scriptures. Believe what the scripture says about Jesus Christ and of these persecution things that's about to happen. And just follow him. I ain't asking you to follow me. Don't follow me. Follow Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And you'll be saved, okay? Because the thing that you're about to see with your eyes, you ain't going to believe it. Even when it happened, you're not going to believe it, okay? And many people is going to die standing on their feet because of the things that they see that's about to happen. They're going to die with fear. Thank you, Jesus. Because you don't understand that, do you? Because you never had that kind of... But you're going to know. You're going to know. That kind of fear. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to know the fear of the Lord, the fear of God. Hallelujah. The fear that stops your heart. Thank you, Jesus. That's the fear that even the devil can't even, the devil can't even inspire this kind of fear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm going to drop it right there, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, take it away.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord. And once again, what my brother is telling you is true. People, listen. You hear us. We're not taking it lightly. We've been commissioned to tell you about what's going to happen. We've been commissioned to tell you what has has had happen, okay? And some of us as Christians, we're not in touch. We're not even in touch with what the early Christians went through.
Amen.
A lot of us haven't even been given the information. Because you got many churches, they won't talk about that too much. You know, they won't talk about persecution of the early Christians.
Amen.
You know, they won't bring it up. Okay. And this is why we are spoiled in this nation, because we in such our own little world that, you know, we just don't think that it will come over here.
Amen.
Because we just a free country, as we say. Well, America's about to show the true Christians, quote, how free of a country we are.
Amen.
Okay. And as a Christian, right now is the time that you need to get ready. Right now. And like my brother said, we need to repent right now of not
Amen.
Spending time with the Lord, not getting together and getting ready, letting the Lord prepare us. We need to repent of that, because I'm telling you what's about to come. And the persecution, okay? And for you as Christian that's listening, ask God what we tell you about. Like my brother said, ask God, is this true? Ask God to open your mind, open your
Amen.
Heart to this, okay? Ask him to let you see the full truth, because I'm telling you, these laws are being planted, people, right in front of our eyes. I mean, we're not thinking too much of it. We thinking, oh, they just going through a phase, you know. they just want some little glory, that's all. This thing is going to grow from this, okay? It's going to grow.
Amen.
And I want to say, especially to the Christian, you know, one thing about our enemy, Satan, he knows how to work on stuff a little at a time. And I have been looking at, you know, some of these Christians, you know, just like that Christian rapper, I forget his name, Lecrae. Now, for what, quite a few years, he was known as a Christian rapper. So he comes out
yes.
and say he don't want to be no longer called a Christian rapper. He just want to be called a rapper. Now, some
Amen.
Of y'all look at that and say, oh, ain't nothing to that. But understand this. Satan works little by little. He started getting you to do, quote, little denials.
Yep.
You know, just like the word Christmas. When they abbreviate
yep.
Christmas, what word do they cross out? Christ. Okay? When Satan starts to get us doing, quote, the little stuff, like the rapper Lecrae, like saying, I don't want to be called a Christian rapper no more. I'm just a rapper. Well, why do you have to get rid of the name Christian? Okay? Now, you would think that's nothing to it, but it is, because
yes.
Satan is trying to get you to deny what you really supposed to be, okay?
Yes.
And when you start denying that, or in other words, now, you listen to him, he said, well, I ain't denying it, but you just told him you didn't want to be labeled that, okay?
Amen.
The secular world going to label what they want to label. They ain't going to turn away labor for you. If they ain't converted from Christ, they ain't going to turn away. If they call a gangster rapper, guess what? They're going to continue to call themselves gangster rappers. They're not going to
yes.
change because of you, okay? But see, like some of us as Christians trying to change because of the world, because we want to be so much like the world that we throwing away the word church, we throwing away the word Christian, we even throwing away the word saved.
Amen.
You know, we throwing it away. We don't want to
yes.
say that word in front of certain people, especially the people that they say, because we're good friends with them. Well, people, you're going to see during the persecution what some of the good friends you got are going to be like. My prayer is that your heart will be prepared
for about what you're going to see.
Amen. Yes.
Because people you think will not sell you out, will not turn on you, guess what? They're going to be the ones. And instead of you leading them to Christ, you trying to hang out with them and do what they do.
Yes.
Okay. Because you want to be in good company with them. Well, running out to the clubs and running out and doing stuff ain't going to help you at the hour of persecution when they got a gun in your face. Unless you deny Christ. Because that's the ultimate thing that they're working on. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon our souls. We have yet to realize, glory, we have yet to accept that you know, Lord. And you warn us, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Glory. Have mercy upon our soul, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord.
Lord,
people, it's happening before our eyes. It's happening before
you,
our
Jesus.
Eyes.
Lord Jesus.
Me and my brother here, we coming on the broadcast and we giving you this word. And some of y'all may think we just sit at the house and fiddle thumbs and wait till it's time to go on the broadcast and we come out and say something. But you don't know what we have to face and go through just to get this word to you.
Amen.
So it's not a cake in a walk in the park, because this is something that Satan does not want you to accept. It's
Amen.
The word of truth.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're going to be doing tonight the final parts of this section of the series. Glory be to God. And I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that the hearts and minds of the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, to the broadcast, Lord God, and beyond, oh Lord God, that they might, Lord God, take these words seriously, Lord God. They will understand, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, that these things are coming, oh Lord God, and more than what we even can even say in this broadcast, Lord God, the things that are coming on this earth are so much and so many, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that it would take your breath away, oh Lord God. They don't understand, oh Lord God, but make your people, Lord God, that are yours, oh Lord God, that are seeking you, Lord God, to understand, Lord God. Awaken them, Lord God, out of sleep, out of slumber. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, hallelujah. Take the gross darkness off of their eyes, oh Lord God. Lord Jesus, cause your people, Lord God, to no longer walk in, hallelujah, in darkness at noonday, Lord God. Father, bless them, Lord God, so they can understand, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that they must come after you, that they must walk after you, that they mustn't deny themselves, oh Lord God, that they must take up their cross and follow you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in
yes.
Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. Hallelujah, bless them, oh Lord God, to love you, Lord God, to know you, Lord
yes.
God, to come a relationship with you, Lord Jesus, a real relationship, Lord Jesus, a one-on-one relationship with the Lord God,
that's
the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for them to learn how that they can talk to you and that you can talk to them, that you can walk with them, oh Lord God, that you, hallelujah, hallelujah, you will be a constant,
yes,
you will be a constant friend, oh Lord God. You will be an everlasting Father, Lord God. You will be a, hallelujah, their peace, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, that
yes,
you
sir.
Are more real than they could ever be, Lord God, even though they're you can see them, oh Lord God, but they can't see you, Lord God, but you're more real
yes,
than
Lord.
They are. Thank you, Jesus. So bless them, Lord God, to understand this, oh Lord God, and to come to you, Lord God, with and to repent of their sins, that they be broken in all their might. Hallelujah, and to by faith, oh Lord God, to come near to you, Lord God, hallelujah, and to learn of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and to trust in you, In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Convert them, Lord God. Convict them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And bring back the people, Lord God, hallelujah, who are hungry and are thirsting after your righteousness. Bring them back again, Lord God, hallelujah, to hear this word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, once again, tomorrow night we'll come with the last and final part of this part of the series. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. And for Brother Robert Gross, his brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.